I think the problem which Professor Strausser raised is best answered by remembering what the word priority means. It does not mean that the things which have lower priority are out and have to be disregarded. The development of NATO has the first priority, in my judgment, and obviously in his. Of course, he then goes a little bit too far, I think, by saying, well, the rest be hanged. He doesn't quite say this, but that's the implication, and I don't think this is realistic, if only because if the rest of the world is disregarded, you will have some troubles in the NATO area. So there's no question that you have to restrict your efforts, and the main effort, which is a very exacting one, has to be in our relations with Europe, maybe Japan. But that's, of course, the rationale behind this is the fact of the supremacy. If the resources of ourselves and our main allies are put together, the Soviet military power is not even on the map. Now, the question has a bearing on this problem has a bearing on the question which Brent Pozell raised, the immorality of war. I think the point I try to make is the opposite of the point which the pacifists and Mr. McNamara are trying to make, in the sense that they say the way to prevent war is disarmament, which is a non sequitur. I point out to you that the way in which wars could have been prevented and were prevented in the past was superiority and supremacy in military power. And I'm saying that the only way to prevent this Holocaust is to maintain very vastly superior over the Soviet Union in all areas of weapons. Now, I do believe, however, and I made the point that we will have to fight if necessary. And I agree with Brent that this overemphasis on this whole business of war is the one unthinkable policy decision is wrong. In fact, it is quite wrong in many areas like we're witnessing today in Vietnam, if only for the simple reason that if you don't make the decision today, you will make the same decision tomorrow, only on a broader scale and at greater cost. So that isn't the point I'm trying to make. You have to face these threats realistically, and every time aggression does occur, that aggression has to be taken up, suppressed, and punished. And unless you have that particular policy, you have no deterrent strategy as we claim we have today. But it does strike me a little silly to argue that the problem of communism is so overpowering that the only way we can solve it is first to make all the possible mistakes we can make by not maintaining our military strength, then as a result of this get caught in a war, then retaliate after we absorbed, 10,000 megatons in this country and be very happy because the other guy is going to absorb 2,000 megatons, at the end of which our system will prove superior for a variety of reasons, which may not be very good reasons, and then communism will be over, and then history has moved ahead a step. I think that's just stupid. I think the more realistic approach to it is to prevent that war, keep the communists down, make very sure that they understand that they are at the end of the road, that the world revolution is stopped here and now. And then maybe, since this is the situation, maybe you fellows trying to preoccupy yourself with your internal problems. Gain time to allow the evolution inside Russia to take place. Place ourselves in the historic perspective, which any good conservative should do. The historic perspective in this case is that the Russian Revolution, toward a more humanitarian system, has barely begun. It certainly isn't over. The historic perspective is that these people are people like many other people, capable of taking their own affairs into their own hands, and they must be helped in that. And that once we gain time, after X number of years, I think we will have a situation where perhaps this particular crisis is overcome without a nuclear war at a time in history, ladies and gentlemen, when the offensive weapons have all the advantages over the defensive weapons. It is very dangerous to fight a war in this period. I don't hesitate to fight it. But I want you to know that I do not consider war to be a very good way of running our business. And I do consider that we have all the possible ersatz solutions or substitute solutions that are necessary to get by without this resort to a rather destructive exercise.